We're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now live in our studio is State Representative Todd Lippert of District 20B. Todd, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Always good to be here.
Every Friday morning during the legislative session, we have Representative Lippert in. Let's talk, first of all, the state, there are sometimes national and international issues that kind of boil over into and become state issues, or at least the state needs to do their part. And the state is considering doing their part. Did you pass a bill about Russia divesting state interests in the Russian economy?
We did. So for the last month, we've all been watching in horror and heartbreak as Russia's invaded Ukraine, and we've seen many innocent people die, Ukrainians fleeing their homes. And as state lawmakers, we've been asking, how do we align our efforts as a state with efforts of our country and NATO allies in really trying to isolate the Russian economy to weaken the military and bring an end to this war. Last night we passed a bill off the House floor calling on the State Board of Investment that handles the state pensions for state workers across the state to divest from Russian interests, also calling on the Waltz administration to evaluate contracts and to end those contracts with Russian businesses wherever practicable within the next 15 months. It's an action the state has taken before with Iran and Sudan in civil war circumstances. So there's precedent for this. But it's a way for us to stand with the Ukrainian people and to really make sure that we're doing our part, as you said, to try to weaken Russia's military and Putin's military and to try to end the war.
Did that go through? I'm kind of presuming that would be a no-brainer, unanimous. Were there any political issues attached to that or anything? Did it go straight through?
It went through very smoothly. It had strong support, bipartisan support of leaders of both party, and it was an overwhelming vote. Mm-hmm. There were a few amendments, from some of my colleagues in the legislature who often offer amendments that don't make a lot of sense. They offered amendments on this bill that also didn't make a lot of sense and was kind of a different level of offensiveness. But we passed the bill overwhelmingly and expect the Senate to do the same and get it signed. And Minnesota will be aligned with the efforts of our nation. Mm-hmm. And we all, are watching our screens. And we know this is just such a critical issue, and we have to be supporting the people of Ukraine. And so we're doing that as a state.
All right. Well done. Today is, I believe, the first deadline for bills to get read in the committees to have a chance to become actual bills at some time in their lifetime. Let's talk about you. Did you push some new bills through this week? Did you have any issues of getting heard?
I did have a few hearings. My significant pieces of legislation are finding a home. They're being heard, so I'm really glad about that. But I had a bill, hearing on farm-to-school bill this early this week. It's something I've worked on in both of my terms, and this would double again the amount of money available for grants that schools have available to them to contract with farmers in the local area to provide food, the healthiest, nutritious, most nutritious food possible for school lunches, school breakfasts. The Farm to School program is something that I was able to help start these grants in my first term, and we were able to double some funding last year, and we're doubling the funding again because the demand for grants is outstripping the funding that's available. And so this is a program that's very good for nutrition for children in our schools. It's very good for local farmers and good for local economies. We have local farmers in the area that have really been able to expand their business because they have these stable markets available. The other thing this bill is doing is expanding the program to include early learning centers. So Head Start centers, early child care centers, and make sure that they can have access to these grants too and get this healthy, nutritious food in for their lunches as well.
All right. Is that, here in Minnesota, we're very, very seasonal. By the end of summer and the harvest season, you're going to have a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, mainly vegetables here. Are there local farms or local organizations? I know at one time, a number of years ago, a lot of talk was about urban farming and such, indoor farming. Has that really taken off at all here, do you know? Are we able to get some good local food close to year-round?
Yeah, absolutely. So testifiers for this bill, Ferndale Farms does organic turkey. They testified just on the amount of turkey that they're able to sell into schools because of this bill. Waxwing Farms, it's in Webster. Open Hands Farm is just north of Northfield. They've testified on the bill before as well. Both of those produce farmers have been able to put some kind of storage facilities in place to allow them to sell large amounts of carrots and squash through the winter season. So this sort of stable market helps local produce farmers and other farmers that are selling directly to kind of expand their operations, put some year-round supports in place to allow them to get more product out. And it's been exciting to see that sort of expansion with these businesses in local communities around the state.
All right. It sounds good. I like that program. Once again, State Representative Todd Lippert is with us. You had mentioned before, and we had earlier this week on folks from LBSA, Laura Baker Services Association, to talk about how Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month this month, and making people aware of the challenges they face, the services they offer, and how they can help. And you, I understand, talked with some of them as well.
I did. I had a very good conversation with members of the Laura Baker board this last Friday. And of course, Laura Baker does amazing work. They're very well regarded in Northfield and in the area as well. And it's critical work, caring for people with disabilities. And it was a very clear conversation. I felt agitated and frustrated afterwards. They've been going through a staffing crisis for a long time, and that staffing crisis was really hitting a critical point for them and for other facilities with disabilities in the state. They're facilities that have closed down. And they were saying, we need a stronger reimbursement rate from the state to be able to help our wages keep up with other entry-level positions like Quick Trip, Domino's, McDonald's, et cetera. And we are hearing that loud and clear as legislators at the Capitol. We have to be responding to the needs for direct service providers for people with disabilities, those who are caring for people in nursing homes, for our most vulnerable Minnesotans. Now, what's frustrating me, and I was sharing this in that conversation, is we have an opportunity to really address these needs this session with the surplus that we have and other significant needs too. But what's disappointing is my colleagues in the Senate, GOP colleagues in the Senate, are talking about permanent tax cuts. And we can't meet these needs if we're putting permanent tax cuts on the table. GOP Senator Abler told Sandy Gerdes in a conversation that it's really going to take $1 billion to address what's happening for facilities for people with disabilities right now. He's the chair of the Health and Human Services Committee in the Senate. That's a big number, and it's a big need. And so we can address that need with our surplus right now if we're doing it the right way. And we're really in this values struggle as we're talking about our budget for the rest of the session. My values are clear. I want to make sure that we're addressing deep needs, caring for our most vulnerable Minnesotans, meeting needs like helping our schools teach our children. I'm less interested in permanent tax cuts that would take that opportunity away.
State Representative Todd Lippert is with us. We are talking about what's going on in the legislative session. I mentioned today's the first deadline, and that's, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first deadline to get a bill heard that actually has money attached to it, financing. Is that correct?
So today's actually the policy deadline.
Policy day, okay.
Right. We actually had a conversation in caucus about the deadlines, and there was plenty of confusion, but there are people who know who have clarity. They tell us what to do, but we have to get our policy bills have to clear all policy committees in one chamber or another, either the Senate or the House, by the end of business today. And then we have policy deadline next week. So we all know we just got to get our bills heard. as quickly as possible. That's kind of the bottom line. So we have an extra environment. I have an extra environment committee today at 8:30. We'll start up. I have a bill for planting a tree for every Minnesotan, 5.7 million trees in each of the next 4 years. Is one of the simplest things we can do to address climate change, which is a problem that makes every other problem worse. And so we'll have a hearing on that bill. Other committees are jamming in extra meetings, and we'll be doing that through the next couple weeks. But you know, a lot of work is happening. We're getting it done, and we'll get through these deadlines and then move to the next part of the session, which is hearing our bills on the floor and trying to wrap things up.
I would imagine today's going to be kind of a frenzied day between people who want to hear get their bills heard and the other people who need to listen to that to decide. What's it like when you go into those committee meetings? You know, it's like, Representative Lippert, you got 3 minutes, make your case.
Yeah,
time
we do.
Off.
The chair, Rick Hansen, said yesterday that we're going to be trying to fit 20 pounds of potatoes into a 10-pound bag.
I've never heard put it that way before, but...
Well, you know, he has a unique way of saying things sometimes.
Okay.
But there's a lot of work to do and not very much time to do it. And so, yeah, there will be plenty of encouragement to keep things concise. And so I'll be quick. I'll have testifiers who will be quick as well. We'll actually have a member of Northfield City staff there testifying on the bill because it would help communities deal with emerald ash borer losses. Would be helpful for communities across the state. So a lot of conversation, things happening in a hurry, but we'll get it done.
Sounds good. Anything else?
Continue to encourage folks to reach out to me. You can email me at rep.todd.lippert@house.mn. Follow me on Facebook as well. But, you know, please keep in touch as we go through the session.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
State Representative Todd Lippert. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Rich coming up in two.